welcome to On the Right Side on the Air. This is Scott Craig coming to you from Bighorn Canyon Radio Network in Rapid City, South Dakota. There are families all over our country that will attempt to celebrate Thanksgiving this week, but no one knows how to celebrate Thanksgiving like Christians. The first Thanksgiving was celebrated by Christians to give thanks to the God of the Bible. God brought them to a land where they could begin to experience what they so desperately wanted and what they had crossed the oceans to find, freedom to worship. 190 years later, George Washington penned his Thanksgiving Proclamation, and he wrote this: "Whereas it is the duty of all nations to acknowledge the providence of Almighty God, to obey His will, to be grateful for His benefits, and humbly to implore His protection and favor. And whereas both houses of Congress have, by their joint committee, requested me to recommend to the people of the United States a day of public thanksgiving and prayer to be observed by acknowledging with grateful hearts the many and signal favors of Almighty God, especially by affording them an opportunity peaceably to establish a form of government for their safety and happiness." Did you get that? President Washington was saying, hey, this Thanksgiving, let's thank God for our government, for this incredible government that creates safety and happiness for the citizens of this country. He continues. He says, "For the peaceable and rational manner in which we have enabled to establish constitutions of government for our safety and happiness, and particularly the national one now lately instituted for the civil and religious liberty with which we are blessed." He said it again. Fresh from the signing of the Constitution, of course the president is going to say to the nation, let's thank God for the Constitution. And that's the last thing President Obama would ask the nation to thank God for. If anything, it's let's thank God for health care or for the new pat search grope technique that TSA has to implement at the airports. And George Washington continues. He says, "To render our national government a blessing to all the people by constantly being a government of wise, just, and constitutional laws, discreetly and faithfully executed and obeyed, to protect and guide all sovereigns and nations, especially such as have shown kindness to us, and to bless them with good governments, peace, and concord, to promote the knowledge and practice of true religion and virtue." Oh my goodness, this is incredible. It gets better as George Washington is penning his Thanksgiving proclamation. Oh, that we could say that about our government today. Well, that is why we want to regularly remind our listeners, pray for those in government. That's what the Apostle Paul tells us to do. Pray for them in government. He also says, obey the government. Well, again, who's the government in the United States? We the people. That means take right ground, folks. Get involved politically. George Washington did. And aren't you glad he did? That's your brother in Christ from history. And boy, did he make a difference in this country. And you listen to what he had to say and what he was saying about the government. Now, there is a man who prayed for his government. There is a man who called the nation to thank God for this incredible government created to establish the freedom of religion. You have a happy Thanksgiving, and you can thank God for our government and for a lot of new faces that have recently been elected to it, many faces that name the name of Christ. You've been listening to On the Right Side on the Air. This is Scott Craig with Bighorn Canyon Radio Network, your source of unbiased truth.